Welcome to the United Soccer Coaches Podcast, presented by League Apps. League Apps is the leading youth sports management platform, providing organizations with the technology and professional development they need to run, grow, and win. On a mission to bring the benefits of sport to kids everywhere, they go beyond technology to provide leaders with professional development and relationship building, and to work with sports-based organizations to address issues of accessibility and equality. To learn more, find them at leagueapps.com or as League Apps on all of the social networks. Now, here's the host of the show, longtime soccer broadcaster and voice of United Soccer Coaches, Dean Linke.
Yes, I know it's Friday. Yes, I know we had a giant podcast yesterday, but when a great partner like the Girls Soccer Network and their founder, Jen Greskoff, reaches out to you to talk about the Big Life podcast powered by the Girls Soccer Network, featuring Iowa left back Sam Carey and Michigan State forward Jordan Wickes, who will meet in back-to-back weeks. They met in the last game of the Big Ten regular season, and they meet again on Sunday in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. I'll have more on how this show sets up after we hear from the presenting sponsor of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast, League Apps.
We bet you didn't get into this business for the back office duties. That's why we created League Apps, the industry's leading youth sports management platform, so you can spend less time with busy work and more time doing what you love. League Apps provides organizations with the technology and professional development they need to run, grow, and win. Go to leagueapps.com to learn more. League Apps is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast. Welcome back to the United Soccer Coaches Podcast, presented by League Apps. Once again, here's the host of the show, Dean Linke.
I am Dean Linke. This is a unique and special one-off bonus Friday edition of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast, and it is presented by League Apps. As most of you know, the Girls Soccer Network is a proud partner with United Soccer Coaches, led by their founder, Jennifer Greskoff, who has been on this podcast before. The Girls Soccer Network, known as GSN, is indeed moving the meter. And as you all know, that I've been the soccer voice for the Big Ten Network since it launched back in 2007, when I called the first ever game on the Big Ten Network. That journey has allowed me to meet some incredible people each and every year, and perhaps each and every day. Well, all of those worlds collide as Jen encouraged superstar left back Sam Carey from the Iowa Hawkeyes to connect with Michigan State forward Jordan Wickes and start the Big Life College Soccer Girls Soccer Network podcast several months ago. As Jen Greskoff tells me, it's been a big hit in their community with thousands of downloads, and fans have made Sam and Jordan super popular within the Girls Soccer Network community. Sam, of course, I know well as she has been with Girls Soccer Network for 2 years and is a force of nature and possesses incredible leadership qualities. And Jordan is the perfect yin to her yang, the chill, slightly irreverent edge that works brilliantly together. And here's the thing. They played one another in their final regular season matches of the season last weekend. Michigan State won that game under their head coach Jeff Hostler, a.k.a. the Hoss, 3-0. And just when it looked like that win would knock Iowa out of the 8-team Big Ten tournament, only 8 of 14 teams make it, two things happened. Michigan State, by virtue of their win and a Penn State loss to Wisconsin, won the Big Ten regular season for the second consecutive time. And then, when Rutgers defeated Northwestern, Iowa, led by Dave Diani, got in as the number 8 seed despite the loss, and you guessed it, they opened the Big Ten tournament against each other this Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Big Ten Plus. Either way, I will be with Jordan or Sam November 2nd at Lower.com Stadium, Columbus, for the semifinal game. The grudge match, take two, has been building up since episode 1 of the pod, and it's been so much fun to watch. Michigan State is already qualified for the postseason, but Iowa is right on the edge, so this is a big one for Sam, and obviously this is a big one for the Big Life College Soccer Podcast on the Girls Soccer Network. So what do? We add a podcast to talk to both of them. Sam, who truly has done it all, is in her fifth and final year at Iowa. She is one of the best left backs in the country and has scored 5 goals and added 9 assists in her career. Jordan Wickes is a goal-scoring machine with 7 goals on the season and 16 career goals, with 5 career assists for the junior from Brunswick, Ohio, And now we meet the stars of the Big Life podcast, Sam Carey and Jordan Wickes, who again will face each other Sunday when Iowa, the 8 seed, visits East Lansing to take on the Spartans, the number 1 seed, again at 1 p.m. Let's meet the Big Life stars, Sam Carey. Welcome back to the United Soccer Coaches podcast.
I am feeling so blessed. This might be my third time. And honestly, anytime I get to spend with Dean Linke is a good day. So I'm so happy to be here.
Well, when Jen reached out, I told her that outside of my family, Sam Carey's right up there. And then Jordan Wickes, I love the way you play. I always have. I think you probably heard that if you've ever listened back to any of the games as well. And I love the Haas and Michigan State. So glad that you're on as well. Congratulations on another regular season title, Jordan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for my first time.
Well, and from what I understand, it was kind of your idea, which is rare because Sam Carey does everything. So the fact that one of us had an idea before Sam Carey is worth mentioning. Anyway, Sam, I'm having fun with you because you're a superstar. But Jordan, tell us how this happened.
So when I was kind of going through the college recruiting process and looking at everything, I always was wondering what the life of a Big Ten student athlete was really like. And I thought there was a really big space for this to kind of share our story. So I had sent a couple of DMs to different companies. Girls Soccer Network ended up reaching back out to me. And they're like, I have the perfect partner for you. And they ended up pairing me with Sam. And we had like one meeting together and the rest was history.
Oh, that's incredible. And I understand you guys have done 11 weeks already. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started with preseason and kind of introducing what preseason looks like as a Division I athlete, especially in the Big Ten. And every week, every Thursday, we have a new episode that drops that kind of highlights a different aspect of being a Big Ten athlete and being in a college athlete environment.
Jordan, I can tell already that you're a little bit like Sam, is that you're not just an everyday athlete. I mean, you're clearly looking outside of the box. But when you found out how far out of the box Sam Carey is, you know, with the Girl Scouts, with refereeing, with writing a book, with working with the Girls Soccer Network, were you blown away a little bit?
Yeah, what's the Girl Scouts? I didn't even know about that. Every day I learn something new about Sam Carey, it feels like. I don't understand how she does it all, because I swear we do not have the same 24 hours in a day, like, lifestyle. Like, do you sleep ever? Okay, this can't be all about me, though, because Jordan herself is a bioengineering major at a very incredible school for that, too. So she's over here. I got the lax schedule the fifth year right now. So she's killing it in the classroom, where I just get to focus on all my other random stuff I do.
Well, Jordan, before we dive a little bit deeper into the Big Life, which is just awesome, and the Girls Soccer Network, tell us a little bit about yourself, because Sam has been on 3 times. Tell us where you grew up, and as Sam just mentioned, your major and why you picked Michigan State.
So I am a junior forward at Michigan State. I grew up in Brunswick, Ohio, played for Cleveland Football Club growing up, and I was actually recruited by the old coaching staff, so Tom, Tammy, Stacy, them at Michigan State University. And when I was looking for a school, I wanted something that I could excel both on the field and in the classroom, something that was a balance of a nice family dynamic while also pushing you to be competitive. Michigan State was the absolute perfect fit for that. I loved the way they were able to just breed success both anywhere in any aspect of your life. The second I came on campus, it just felt like home. You know, there is such a unique family dynamic that comes from being a Spartan, and it is a forever thing. No matter where you're walking or what you're doing, people on the street will stop you and they will just, you know, embrace you, you know, as a Spartan, go green, go white, whatever it may be, before I even committed. And it was just such a fulfilling feeling to be on campus, to be a part of it. And I committed pretty much immediately on my official visit to Michigan State. So
that's a fascinating answer, because in many ways, your original family at Michigan State got pulled away. They got taken away. And so in comes this new family that has just been ridiculously successful. I mean, it's one of the true success stories, I think, in the women's game. How did you adapt to losing that first family and then having the Haas and his family come in?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, I was a bit heartbroken at first to see those original people go, because they're the ones that brought me in, brought me here. And I didn't really know what I was getting myself into with Jeff. And I was lucky enough that he had committed a girl on my club team, Stephanie Sturgeon, for Grand Valley. So she kind of knew him and had that relationship with him and, you know, was reassuring that, like, this was a good change for me. So the second he came in, though, I mean, it was really nice because everyone was in the same kind of situation where it was all new. Instead of just being a freshman coming in, every single person on that team was then all trying to figure out what was going on and how to manage this new relationship, new family at Michigan State. So it was a balance trying to figure it all out. But in a lot of ways, I think I would have been doing that already as a freshman. And now instead of doing that alone, I'm doing it with every single person on the team.
You know, you're a little bit like Sam in that I don't feel like you get enough credit for being a big time player. Sometimes you start, sometimes you don't. You always seem to have the same demeanor out there, which I dig watching you. I mean, you're just stoic in the way you play, and yet you deliver the goods. Can you just talk about the fact that you've accepted your role and had success with it?
Yeah. We've talked about it a bit, but my career has been anything but linear. You know, lots of roller coasters up and down throughout it. You know, sophomore year, I think I was dubbed the super sub. You know, didn't really get many starts. Minutes were, you know, varying game to game, you know, as they should, depending on the situation. And I really had to learn how to manage that. You know, for the first time in your career, as you come in, you're no longer the stars on these club teams that you were, which is pretty much everyone in the Big Ten. You know, you recruit the best of the best at this conference level. You're used to being stars and getting a lot of playing time. And I had to manage those expectations and really just embrace the role I was given. And I learned that no matter what it was, how many minutes I was getting, whether it be 10, 12, or even 90 at the end of the season, you know, you have to leave it all out there on the field. And I kind of just embraced the mentality that no matter what, you were going to notice me on the field, you know, whether it be good or bad, maybe my touch is off, but I'm going to try to be the hardest worker in those 10 minutes. And then maybe I can extend it to 12 and then maybe 14. This year, I've been really lucky and fortunate that starting with the Notre Dame game, I've become a consistent starter and kind of figured out a more consistent role than I maybe have previously.
This is beyond cool. The Girls Soccer Network, which is, you know, really part of the United Soccer Coaches family, gets a DM from Jordan Wickes, a starting forward for Michigan State, who's won back-to-back titles. They already have Sam Carey, the superstar, who's on podcast role. They know what she can do. She can write and talk and ref and do everything else, probably cook. I don't know. I know she's getting married. But and now here you guys go. You play on the last week to determine, in your case, winning the regular season title back-to-back. In Iowa's case, getting in the Big Ten tournament, which – I was on record early on that Nebraska and Iowa were my two sleeper teams. And of course, you know, part of my Iowa slant was Sam Carey. And now you got to do it all over again.
So this weekend, Sunday,
you guys will play again to try to advance to Columbus, Ohio and be back at lower.com. We'll start with you, Sam, because I'm imagining you were pretty emotional after you lost, thinking that your college career was over. Walk us through that.
Yeah, you know, Jordan and I haven't even talked about this yet, but the emotional whirlwind yesterday was simply unreal. So we lost the game and frankly put it, definitely wasn't even our best performance. So kind of thinking my college career ended on that note was heartbreaking. And when the final whistle blew and my whole team just immediately went over to me and I'm sobbing and just trying to process that, like, that was my last time in an Iowa jersey because I fully believed it. And actually, I have to give a shout out to someone who really made that moment special for me. And as Michigan State celebrating and living, you know, being a champion, which is amazing. And as they should, the first person to really come up to me was Jeff. And he put his arm around me and had a really great moment with me, just talking about my career and playing against him for so long. And he really was the first one to console me about my college career potentially being over. And as I was having that conversation, I saw my team huddling. So I jumped out of that conversation to go over to my team. And Dave basically said, he goes, hey, today was not our day. Today was not our performance, but we got one more lifeline. And he goes, the two teams that we needed to perform did for us. And that has us in. And I mean, we're mad about the game. I'm sad about my college career being over. And then I think the first thing I said is just thank the Lord. Like, I dropped to my knees and was just so thankful that I have one more shot and one more opportunity in this jersey just to make the most of it. And it was a real shell shock of, like, this can be over at any moment. So, like, you have to enjoy everyone. And I think I'm still processing all of the feelings that I felt yesterday.
It's a special one-off Friday edition of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast with the stars of the Big Life College Podcast, presented by the Girls Soccer Network and their founder, Jen Gruskoff. The stars, Sam Carey from Iowa, Jordan Wickes from Michigan State. We'll take our first break and be back with more Sam and Jordan and the Big Life podcast after these messages.
The home of all coaches is headed to Anaheim, California. Join us at the 2024 United Soccer Coaches Convention, held January 10th through the 14th. For our first time on the West Coast in over 5 years, we're pulling out all the stops with brand new special topics diplomas, world-class presenters like Randy Waldrum and Carla Thompson, one-of-a-kind pop-ups, 200-plus education sessions, and so much more. Register now by going to UnitedSoccerCoachesConvention.org. Register before December 14th to beat the price. Price increase and join us in Anaheim.
As you guys are doing this Big Life podcast, and now you play back-to-back weeks, and in Iowa's case, you're playing for your college life, where a few years ago, part of the thing that made me just go head over heels for Sam Carey was Iowa got in the tournament, Jordan. They had a losing record and they won the darn thing. And then it actually had UCLA on the ropes in the NCAA tournament, where everybody at the Big Ten Network was following it because of what Iowa did at Penn State to win it. But Jordan, on the field, do you run into your podcast mate? I mean, are there any hard tackles or anything out there, or what's going on?
Yeah. Just being a forward and then being a left center back, I mean, we spent some time together, you know,
we had to stand by each other for about 90 minutes yesterday.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time together. And when we were finding out everything, around the sideline, we needed to know if Penn State was losing. We're like, okay, a couple minutes left. All of a sudden, 6 minutes in, I think, we learned that Wisconsin had scored. So like, we're going to be Big Ten champs. Okay, is Sam's career over? Can I go give her a hug after the game, or is she not? So I found out kind of probably before you that you guys were going to be in it too. And then you just have, you know, the whole celebration of everything. But throughout the game, the actual 90 minutes of playing with each other, I mean, you know, we definitely spent some time together. I learned that Sam is so fast. We had a couple races. I don't think I won very many of them, to be honest.
The best part about this is I gave Jordan a bit of a sneak preview before the game, but actually in our game against Michigan, you can kind of see it on Zoom, but I broke my nose. And so I had this wicked, cool looking mask going on during the game Sunday. So every time Jordan's running by me, she's just whispering like, you look ridiculous right now. I'm like, I know. Okay.
Wow. That's incredible. And so let's get to the big life. So Jen says, we're going to get them paired up. Immediately you guys process the fact that you're in the same conference. So you're experiencing a lot of the same things, obviously at different campuses, but you know, Jordan, since you connected with the Girls Soccer Network, what truly is your goal of the podcast? What do you want people to get out of it? What do you want to get out of it?
I want the podcast to be a platform where we share our honest experiences about what this is all about. You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And I think we've been doing that so far. We've been honest about what life as a Big Ten athlete is. It's not always glamorous, but some days it is. You know, there are so many benefits to it. It's also probably one of the hardest things we've ever done. And being able to share the reality of that is kind of the end goal. I want this to be the podcast I wish I had growing up, and something that you can show both, you know, older individuals who want to know what this was or what this is, people in the conference or people coming into it, people of all ages who just are interested in what our lives are like. And we've had some amazing guests come on that you can see life after college or outside of it, different conferences, kind of just women's soccer, what women's soccer is.
Anything you want to add to that, Sam, about what you wanted to get out of being a part of the Big Life podcast? Great name, by the way. Incredible name of the podcast.
That's a Jen and Jordan specialty right there, that name. For me, I've talked about this before, but I never had an older sister growing up, and I never really had anyone that I could look to or ask to. So the biggest thing with our podcast too is our DMs, our emails, all of that is always open. So my favorite part is when we get questions from that 12, 13, 14 year old girl who might be looking at college soccer or trying to weigh if this is something she wants to do. And we get to answer those as honestly as possible. And it's really been an amazing experience connecting with the people who listen as well.
Via the Girls Soccer Network, Michigan State forward Jordan Wickes and Iowa left back Sam Carey, I guess left center back. Are you playing left center back now, Sam, too?
We're a three back. So it's how you define three back.
Okay, perfect. So they get together. Now, I'm the play-by-play guy, so, and on my podcast, I'm the only guy. So I talk all the time, and even on play-by-play, I talk more than the analysts. How have you guys figured out, like,
getting equal time? And be honest with me there. I mean, Jordan, we'll start with you. Like, how do you get equal time? Sam's got a lot to say. You know that, right? I mean that respect.
Sam does have a lot to say. I let Sam do her thing when she wants. This is way, way, way out of my comfort zone. I'm an introvert at heart. I am very, very reserved. I'm probably the last person anyone in my life would have ever expect to have a podcast. Sam can have the reins all she wants, but I think we do a good job just balancing it, you know? She'll say something, I'll say something. Some questions I answer, some questions she answers. I think she definitely is more of the leader with the dynamic, but I'm more than happy to let her do her thing.
Wow, that's incredible. And Sam, I guess you're feeling that, but I also know, Sam, that you care about everybody that you come across. So you must be aware of making sure that, you know, Jordan gets equal time on this thing. Because, by the way, it was her idea.
Of course. Yeah. I think the coolest thing about Jordan and I's dynamic is we talk about this a lot, but we're so different. We've had two extremely different journeys through college soccer to get here. In our experiences, who we are as people, you know, we joke all the time that like, I was the kid that sat in the front row of every class I was ever in, and Jordan's the back row kind of person. And we've talked about personality tests even and how we're very different people. And I think bringing that to light and showing those differences has been something that's been so unique. You know, we talk in one of our episodes about how you need different personalities on a team. And if there is a team of 30 Sam Carries, that would be utter world chaos, 100%. So, you know, having the balance between Jordan and myself, showing our uniqueness and our personalities and letting me go on a couple of my crazy tangents while Jordan, you know, is real and vulnerable and kind of the more chill one, has been a really awesome experience.
Yeah. Jordan, how did you find that in your soul to say, I want to do this, even though I am an introvert? This is not me. I mean, it's one thing to have the idea. It's the other thing to have your voice, your face, you be, you know, the key part of it. How'd you do that?
I think it's like 3 seconds of insane courage where I had been thinking about this for a couple years at this point and just really thought there was a space for this. And whether or not I was going to be at the forefront of it, I wasn't sure, but I wanted someone to kind of explore that, to be able to have those vulnerable and honest stories. And, you know, it was just one DM, and once Girls Soccer Network reached out and they were willing to do it with me and willing to work with me and pair me with Sam, I mean, there was no going back. I was fully committed and fully into it. And it's a lot easier, I think, to talk to a camera and then to lead a group of individuals. And I'm more than happy to be honest and be vulnerable in this type of scenario and setting. Whether or not it's going to be comfortable and it's always going to sound great is, you know, maybe not, but I'm happy to do it. If it helps one person, then it's all worth it. You know, all the discomfort. I think we get better as we go. The first couple episodes, you can probably tell how anxious and nervous I am, but it's been getting better. And every episode, it gets a little bit easier to kind of show that side of me.
What's the next step for the big life? You know, people like myself have turned podcasts into making a pretty good living. Is that a goal? Or is it when you're done playing soccer and you both graduate and you go on to the next stage? Does the big life end? Well, what's the answer to that question?
You know, I think that answer is TBD. We're kind of joking right now that Jordan is a junior and she's got more time in the big life and my time is sadly dwindling. And so we don't know if season 2 is finding the next Sam Carey who wants to speak up and show her story or showing what's beyond the big life. It's definitely something I know I'd be open to and whatever. But yeah, I think we're focusing on this season and then there'll definitely be something next. It's just a matter of the new spice that we add to it.
Yeah, I think the monetary and the business aspect of it, we'll see what comes of it. But I think the main goal is just to show the realities of being a Big Ten student athlete and to hopefully help someone as they go along their journey.
You know, I find it fascinating that you said you were an introvert and wanted to step outside. You didn't know about the Girl Scout thing with Sam Carey, where she's still a Girl Scout. I mean, a proud one, which is not easy to do. I mean, you know, in today's world of, you know, girls can be mean, you know, I think they've made a movie that might even have that title in the name, you know, Mean Girls. And she talked about the fact that on the club teams, girls weren't nice to her. And she sometimes had to sit alone, they wouldn't eat with her. And yet, she overcame all of that. Did you know that, Jordan, about your big life partner?
I didn't know any of that. I don't know how did you do that? You're still a Girl Scout. How has that never come up after 11 episodes? I'm a little disappointed in you, to be honest, Sam.
Well, the joke was Dean was the first one to out me on this, because in the Big Ten semifinal 2 years ago, he had to shout me out for being that 13-year Girl Scout and now a lifelong member. But yeah, so I was like Girl Scout since kindergarten, got my gold award, which is equivalent to the Eagle Scout for boys and girls. And yeah, ever since I still go home and I work with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Missouri and everything like that. So definitely a small passion project of mine.
See, like, this is my point. Like, there's 24 hours in a day, and Sam Carey utilizes every last minute. I swear, I don't know how you do it, but I feel like I'm always learning something new about you.
Which makes life great, right? Which makes life, you know, big, right? Which makes the big life.
Oh, yeah, she definitely lives it. Lives the big life.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what direction you take. But, you know, I mean, Sam's already getting married, you know, soon. She has said she's going to play pro no matter what. I don't think enough people know how good she is. So hopefully that she'll be able to show what she can do. I don't think the NWSL does a combine, but she even said talking about going overseas. But, you know, maybe as you continue your road down Michigan State and you think about, what do you want to do? Do you want to play pro soccer, Jordan? Or do you want to, it sounds like you got an engineering degree. You want to do something big in the professional world.
I would absolutely love to continue my soccer career. The fact that this could all come to an end in just two short semesters is terrifying and would be way too soon. So I would love to continue it, which sounds absolutely crazy with the way my journey's gone, that's even a possibility that we're talking about it. But that would be the dream, would be to continue to play soccer.
So there might be an angle there, Sam, where even though the quote big life, you know, and I'll throw it into the Big Ten part of your life is done, you're still going to be living a big life, right? Because you're going to be married and hopefully playing pro soccer. Maybe, Jordan, there's a tie-in that keeps it rolling with you two.
I would love to keep working with Sam. I think our dynamic works great. So if she's in, I'm in.
I was going to say the funniest part about all of this is Jordan and I have now met over Zoom. Dozens of, you know, hundreds of times it feels like, but the first time we really met and talked in person was literally yesterday. But that all being said, like, I have no doubt this is a relationship and a friendship that will last well beyond this season, and it's definitely something that will keep going.
It's Sam Carey, Iowa left back, Jordan Wickes, Michigan State forward. They meet again on Sunday, this Sunday on Big Ten Plus in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Women's Soccer Tournament. And they're on this very special Friday edition of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast as they are part of the Girls Soccer Network family, a great partner to the association. We'll take one more break and be back to wrap it up with the stars of the Big Life Podcast in conjunction with the Girls Soccer Network. More of Sam Carey and Jordan Wickes after this.
Does it feel like all you're doing to manage your team, club, or league is busy work? If so, League Apps can help you get back to doing what you love, delivering a powerful yet simple youth sports management platform. From robust registration and payment tools to automated communications and other software integrations, League Apps saves you time and headaches. Less busy work, more time doing what you love. Go to leagueapps.com to learn more. League Apps is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the United Soccer Coaches Podcast.
Welcome back to this very special bonus United Soccer Coaches Podcast coming at you on Friday, 2 days before Sunday's matchup between Michigan State and Iowa, featuring the two hosts of the Big Life Podcast with Girls Soccer Network, Sam Carey, Iowa left back, and Jordan Wickes, the Michigan State forward. And make no mistake, Sam and Jordan, Jennifer Greskoff, the founder of the Girls Soccer Network, she's got a big brain. She knows what she's doing. The Girls Soccer Network has great traction. As I mentioned, the association loves the Girls Soccer Network. So you guys know you're working with somebody pretty special there, I would guess.
Yeah, I can't speak enough about Girls Soccer Network. And it's crazy that my involvement with them has been about 2 years now. But for me, it also actually started off with a random DM like Jordan's did. And I was kind of in the business of like, I have some free times on my hand. How can I figure out a way to give back on a larger scale? And I found Girls Soccer Network, reached out to Jen just to see if I could do any small intern work or whatever for them. And she's like, yeah, let's get on a Zoom call tomorrow. And from there, that started my relationship with Jen and Girls Soccer Network. And the best part is, Jen has given me creative freedom to do what I want to do. I said, I want to write a book. She said, let's go. I said, you know, she actually, the story that I don't know Jordan knows is when Jordan DM'd Girls Soccer Network, it immediately actually went to my phone and Jen screenshotted it and was like, what do you think? And I was like, let's go. And so having that direction and, you know, someone who has such a creative mind and letting me then express myself in whatever way I see fit has been beautiful to give back in so many different directions. So for myself and Girls Soccer Network, it has been this podcast, writing the do's and don'ts of college soccer, and an emphasis on our Soccer East United program, which is kind of a spin on Girl Scouts. And that's how it got started. But it's an international mentorship program that's been a year and a half in the making and going. And, you know, college mentors from across the country get to meet with young soccerists who love the game and want to learn more about them and build those connections intergenerationally. So I still have girls that I've mentored. You know, I actually had one at our Michigan game who we met in person for the first time, but I've been working with her for over a year now, and different things like that. It's just been such an impact of how soccer is something that can cross so many generation lines and always giving back to the game that I know grew me up.
What can you add to that, Jordan, about how GSN got behind this?
I don't think there are words to express the level of gratitude I have to Jen and the Girls Soccer Network company for what they've done for me and for this, you know, passion project that I thought of. The fact that they were willing to just answer a DM like that is something, you know, and then run with it the way they have and just fully support it no matter what. There's no words. I mean, I'm so absolutely grateful for that relationship that has come out of this, for meeting Sam, for what we've been able to do, and hopefully what we are able to continue to do with their support. And I'm just grateful.
Lastly, and we've kind of touched on it, but, you know, it's my first time spending this much time with you, Jordan. Sam is such a kind soul, to the point where, you know, one of the stories I tell now is I saw her at the airport, but, you know, I'd seen her like five other times. I'm like, look, I'm not going to bother her. And yet she knew I was there and decided, you know, 20 minutes later to just walk over and say goodbye. You know, that's the kind of person she is. You know what I mean? I wanted to make sure that she knew that she had the space and that type of thing. But you two, I mean, any way you slice it, you are uniquely different. I mean, the way you play, I think the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you approach life, you're totally opposites, I think. You know, I mean, don't you agree? And yet, like, this odd couple has come together to create something pretty cool, which I think says a lot about what's in your souls. Are you guys with me on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely love the odd couple of women's college soccer is 100% Jordan Wickes and myself, no doubt about it.
I mean, you're just totally different in many ways, right?
Oh, it's so funny that we are. And I think it's one of the first things we noticed was, I remember actually, since I have a more personal relationship with Jen, after Jordan and a call, her and I were talking after, and she's like, you guys are so different. Is this going to work? And I was like, that's exactly why this is going to work. And so, you know, being able to explore the fact that we are so different, yet we have so many of the same goals and the same accomplishments and, you know, the same hunger for the game and passion of giving back is really cool to explore that and talk about that.
Jordan?
I think it's like yin and yang. I mean, you got the black and the white and the, you know, we are complete opposites, but I think it brings it to a larger audience and it balances each other well. You know, I couldn't imagine doing this podcast with anyone else at this point. And she brings such a unique perspective that I will never be able to get because we are so different. And for her to be able to share that and then me to share my story, I think it, you know, it's worked out in the absolute perfect way. And I'm so happy that we were paired with each other because I don't think we ever would have crossed paths otherwise.
Jordan, what is your family? I don't know your family life situation, but what are your parents and brothers and sisters, if you have any, what do they say about you doing this big life with the big personality of Sam Carey?
Yeah, I think the general consensus was everyone was just shocked when I said I was doing this and I was going to run with it. You know, I'm the oldest of five. So my mom, I think, has always seen a little bit more of that outgoing kind of leadership personality in me just because, you know, I had to be with my younger siblings. But other than that, like everyone back home, all of my, like everyone that ever knew me was absolutely just shocked that I was doing this with how introverted I normally am and still am, but to be able to do this. So yeah, I think, you know, they love it. They support it. They're my biggest fans. Then my mom's a teacher. She makes her students listen to it. My dad's a police officer. He has all of his buddies at work subscribe and, you know, give it 5 stars and they'll keep up. And sometimes they inform him about things that happen in my life and I will get a text and he'll be like, you know, just, it's crazy, but they're the most supportive individuals. And my whole family has been great about it. My mom was actually on with Sam's mom on one of the episodes.
Awesome. The podcast is called The Big Life. It is powered ostensibly by the Girls Soccer Network. The stars are Sam Carey from Iowa and Jordan Wickes from Michigan State. And those two will play each other
Sunday, 1 o'clock
in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. Only the top eight of 14 talented teams qualify. And we'll end it with this, Sam. And that is, you know, I got to listen to the podcast. I don't know what she's like on the podcast, but on the field, her facial expressions never change. I mean, they just never change. She'll score a banger of a goal, and I feel like they still don't necessarily change. Like, how do you deal with that, Sam, knowing your personality, which is, you know, all in, you know, the whole way?
Yesterday was such a fun time to be able to experience that. And like we said, we actually basically were marking each other for a large portion of the game. There was many 1v1 battles between me and Jordan on the field yesterday. And to be able to like be so serious in the moment, of course, because we literally have so much riding on this game. But then as soon as the ball was out of bounds, there'd be a quick crack from Jordan, or I would just start laughing. It was, you know, it really shows how friendships in this game and how small world of soccer it is, and just enjoying that and like remembering to enjoy the moments that we're in as well. It was an awesome experience out there.
Well, this has been awesome. Jordan, well done DMing everybody and then getting the response from Girls Soccer Network. Also, well done on being a part of back-to-back regular season champs, as that's incredible. And Sam, you know, well done on a plethora of levels that we didn't even get into, the referee stuff. This is cool. The Big Life, I guess, you know, Jordan, just tell us where we can find The Big Life. That'll be the final question of what's been a great interview.
Yeah. It's out on all platforms. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you listen, it's out there. So The Big Life, a Girls Soccer Network podcast, and should be there.
All right, Jordan, great to meet you and congratulations on this. Good luck as you try to get back to Columbus. Sam, same thing with you. Good luck as you try to make another one of those great runs like you did a few years ago. The Big Life, the superstars, Sam Carey and Jordan Wickes. Check out their podcast and check out their game on Sunday as Iowa will be in East Lansing to take on the Michigan State Spartans with the stars of the Big Life, Jordan Wickes and Sam Carey.
Thank you so much for squeezing it in. We really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And thanks to Jen, the founder of the Girls Soccer Network, and of course, the host of The Big Life, Sam Carey and Jordan Wickes. I want to thank Bailey Conklin for sneaking in a bonus podcast here, and my producer, Colin Thrash, for editing a bonus podcast courtesy of United Soccer Coaches. Hope you enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Keep your eyes on all of the soccer tournaments as down the stretch we go. For each and every one of you and all of the great people at United Soccer Coaches, I'm Dean Linke. We'll see you next week for another edition of the United Soccer Coaches podcast presented by League Apps.
Thanks for listening to the United Soccer Coaches podcast presented by League Apps. League Apps is the leading youth sports management platform, providing organizations with the technology and professional development they need to run, grow, and win. To learn more about League Apps, find them at leagueapps.com or as League Apps on all of the social networks. And to learn more about United Soccer Coaches, visit us at unitedsoccercoaches.org.